Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Friday the 29th of April. Sun is in Taurus, ruled by Venus. Planets are talking about...
overwhelmed? Underwhelmed?
Or just plain whelmed? Planets.
I think whelmed is best. Pluto, transformation, regeneration, retrograde for a spell, which is months. Mercury, communication, thoughts into Gemini, thoughts. Ruler of Mercury for a spell. Yeah, there's a retrograde coming up. Venus, creativity, values, conjunct Jupiter, expansion, abundance in Pisces, imaginative, ambivalent.
I'm worn out already.
So am I. I'm whelmed. All right. These planets tend to emphasize emotional reactions and encourage you to overlook what could kindly be characterized as fundamental red flags in a person's behavior or approach. Thus, you could be really tempted to focus on the fact that, for example, Donnie brought you a lovely bouquet, rather on the indiscretion that motivated him to stop off at the florist on the way to meet you. Plus, even if you have very good, compelling reasons, past experience, history, signed contracts, to believe your analysis or methods are superior to anything else currently being recommended, keep in mind, in this climate, everyone else has equally good, compelling reasons to believe that their analysis or methods are superior to anything currently being recommended, even though this could strain credulity to the max. Finally, despite any pressure to be amenable and sign off on things, really, it's fine, we've checked. Rather than taking the first strongly suggested modification to your program schedule project as the last word and immediately adjusting accordingly, go slow. There's probably more to it than meets the eye, although it could still be a couple of days before you'll know for certain.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Pluto retrograde for a while, Mercury in Gemini for a while, and Venus conjunct Jupiter in Pisces.
Yeah, let's go with everyone.
Yeah, oh, really? And if one's birthday, 29th of April.
This year should inspire you personally, artistically, financially, romantically, etc., and encourage you to devise grand schemes for your happiness and success. By all means, take risks and capitalize with one caveat. In certain instances, it may be all too easy to confer qualities on individuals or arrangements that don't necessarily exist, although they most certainly exist in your imagination and or on the drawing board.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.